Hello, everybody out there. Hello, hello, hello. That was the end of Max's show. That was the end of Hard Listening. It's now 3 a.m. It's the witching hour. Welcome back. It's Pretzel Logic. Don't get it twisted. Pretzel Logic, we're back again this week. Last week, we were taking a look at some noise rock, some heavier stuff. This week, lightening it up. This week, we're listening to art pop. We're with it. We're going to hear some beautiful things tonight. We're going to hear some beautiful things. Max, any final words before you leave the studio?
Catch y'all again in another 2 weeks. WMFO Medford, baby. Let's go.
Of course, yeah. This is 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. And the first song tonight, gonna listen to, gonna start with really the only thing you can start with when you're talking about art pop. And that's a little bit of Kate Bush. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Is there really any better way to start a show than that? Cloud-busting Kate Bush, one of the best, if not the best, art pop records of all time, one of the best records of all time, period. Shout out my parents, put me on Kate Bush at a young age, playing it in the car. We love that. Next up, we're gonna go a little bit more modern, with it. Gonna go with some Jenny Havel. This is Ashes to Ashes. Enjoy.
She had this dream about a song. She was certain that it was about a burial, the ritual, beautifully written. Even the groove was filled with every beat went all the way down into little holes in the ground. It had the most moving chord changes. She was certain the lyrics went above burying some. And then having a cigarette, like it was telling her, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, dust.
Was Ashes to Ashes by Jenny Havel. That's from her record that just came out this year called The Practice of Love. It's out on Sacred Bones Records right now. Shout out Jenny Havel, very creative artist coming out of Norway, I believe. And let's just keep it moving. Let's just keep it moving forward. More art pop bangers. Next, we got something from Bjork. But before I play it, I'd like to make a little shout out. I doubt he'll hear it, but to one of my professors, Michael Ullman, met Bjork and couldn't care less about it. Not a Bjork fan. Man only listens to jazz and classical music. Saw Bjork on the street. Didn't even say anything. Crazy. Crazy talk. But anyway, this is from Vespertine. right, we just heard Harm of Will, Bjork. That's off of Vespertine. It's probably my favorite Bjork album. Hope everybody out there is doing well tonight. It's currently 3:17. You're listening to Pretzel Logic. Don't get it twisted. I'm Adam, and I just hope everyone out there is having a fine night. I hope most people are sleeping, but for the next song, let's just check our listener count here. Ooh, we're a bit low tonight. Only the nine of you listening. Only the nine of you listening. But you know, that's fine. That's fine. I can still respect it. If I were you, I would want to sleep too. All right, let's hear something.
Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. But bet you will know this signature on a check. Took 10 laps round the planet to prove what I wasn't. And the door slams hard behind you when you leave the house of judgment. Been waiting for regret to hit me, some kind of recognition. I waited for the drop, cause lately the yank comes with you. Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. But bet you will know this signature on a check made up to you. Now there's the sunset, salt in the wood, yeah. Sometimes I don't know who I'm singing to.
You open the door. All right, that was Door from Caroline Polachek. That's off her new album Pang, just came out a couple weeks back. And Door, that single was released earlier this year. That's one of my favorite songs this year. I think it's a really, really brilliant song. Before we continue, how about a couple of shout-outs? Let's just do one shout-out for now. In the last week, since I did our last week's show, I have gone to see a movie twice. The film is called Parasite. It's a Korean film made by Bong Joon-ho, very talented filmmaker. And this movie just happens to be quite brilliant. Really is quite brilliant. So shout out to Parasite. Shout out to Bong Joon-ho. Shout out to the rest of the cast and crew. And if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. I recommend you go and do that. All right, I digress. Next up, we got something from Wiseblood.
No fear, we'd fall.
All right, everybody, that was Wild Time from Wiseblood for record Titanic Rising this year. And the clock's at 3:30 right now, 3:30 a.m. Let's check our listeners one more time. Oh, a 10th listener. A 10th listener has joined us. Welcome to Pretzel Logic. Don't get it twisted. Now, since we're about halfway through tonight's show, I think it's about time to read a PSA. And I gotta give a little trigger warning on this PSA. It's a frightening one. It really is a frightening one. So if there are children's ears around, just make sure they're covered. Put them to bed, really. It's far too late for them to be up anyway. But just be warned. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off of their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Whew, that was a frightening one. All right. After all that, we need to get back to the music. We need to get back to the music. Alright, everybody, that was Betsy on the Roof from Julia Holter. That's off her record, Have You in My Wilderness. Probably one of my favorite records of all time. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. Alright, let's keep things moving. That was Forever in Green by Animal Collective from Strawberry Jam, and before that we heard Wreath by Perfume Genius from his album No Shape. We're winding down, the hour's winding down. You're listening to Pretzel Logic, Don't Get It Twisted, 3 to 4 a.m. every Tuesday. Looking at a different genre this week, we've been talking about art pop. We've heard some Kate Bush, we've heard some Bjork, we've heard some Julia Holter, we just heard some Animal Collective. And before we continue, just like to say, if you enjoy, even if you didn't enjoy, I hope you tune in next week, same time, or listen to the archive. I'm going to be building my case about Southern hip-hop. We all know New York, we all know California, we all know Chicago. Southern hip-hop, it's the best. The South got something to say, Andre 3000. Come back next week if you want to hear more about that. But before then, let's hear some Grimes. Thank you. Oh, major errors were made. Major errors were made. I know there's not that many people listening. Anybody that listened to the archive for that, I duly apologize that you were interrupted. I interrupted Becalmed, masterpiece from Brian Eno, with A$AP Rocky, Praise the Lord. Please, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I know it seems impossible, but please forgive me. It doesn't look like Ella, our next DJ, is going to show up for her show, Wonderful Life. So, I'm just going to close us out now with Kate Bush again. Kate Bush bookending our show today because Kate Bush, one of, if not the most important art pop artists out there. This is another one from Hounds of Love. It's actually the track directly after Cloud Busting, which we heard earlier, and Dream of Sheep, and that is what I hope I'm going to go do after the song plays. Again, thank you as always for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you tune in again next week. Again, we'll be talking about Southern hip-hop, what the genre has to offer. But for now, good night, sleep well,